stands up and says, "It is finished," and takes off his high priestly garments, and then come the seven last plagues. So, yes, there is a blotting out that takes place just before Michael stands up. And it's a blotting out of the times of refreshing that is only understood correctly if you're going to understand it as a progressive experience. When the times of refreshing begin, somewhere around the Sunday law in the United States, and the judgment of the living is beginning during this time period, a little bit before, somewhere in that time period. As each case is dealt with and their sins are blotted out, we're talking about the faithful here, this judgment of the living proceeds until the last person is judged. So in a sense, the blotting out does take place just before the close of human probation. But to understand it correctly, we must understand it on a continuum. The judgment, correctly understood, is on a continuum. It begins with the dead, moves to the living, begins with the house of God, moves out into the world to the 11th hour workers. It begins in the United States as far as the test that brings it all to a conclusion. Then it spreads geographically around the world to the rest of the countries of the world. And the different processes that take place in the judgment, and one of them is the blotting out of sin, it also must be understood on this continuum. It doesn't take place all at one time. If you believe that, and many do in Adventism, many do, this is the concept that's in this book we've just been looking at, you're disregarding the several places where we're told, and we've read some of these in our first presentation, that each case is looked at individually, one at a time. Now,